Welcome to the UBS Advisor Experience. This is a podcast series with advisors who have recently joined UBS from across the industry. In candid conversations, they will each share their experiences about moving to UBS, what it was like for them, what it was like for their team, and their clients. You'll get to hear firsthand about the resources and support at UBS that can help take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Emily De La Riguera. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, UBS Advisor Experience. I'm your host, Emily De La Riguera, and today I have the distinct pleasure and privilege of introducing you to Angela Colombani. Angela and her team joined us from JP Morgan Private Bank just about 2 years ago this upcoming Memorial Day weekend. She is a single mother of two children, lives in Redwood City, and is part of our UBS San Francisco Private Wealth Management office. Angela, I only have gotten to know you very recently, but I have to tell you that I so enjoyed meeting you and so enjoyed the time that we got to spend together at the Rosewood Hotel in Menlo Park just a few weeks ago for our female entrepreneur event. I don't know about you, but I had such an amazing time interacting with talented women, talented female entrepreneurs, and having the ability to share experiences and network with each other. And that event could not have been put together without your help. So thank you so much for being an important part of it. And welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Emily. It's great to be here.
Great. Well, you and I have actually gotten to know each other in a short amount of time. I've met some of your team members in various meetings, and I had the distinct pleasure and privilege of getting to know you as we were coordinating a female entrepreneur client event, which was just so fantastic. And it was amazing to see a lot of incredible female financial advisors come together here in the Silicon Valley area with clients. And so just in our short amount of time of working together in the same market, you have been very inspiring. And I've been so impressed with how you and your team have transitioned over to UBS. So I would love for you to take our audience through just a little bit about yourself as a person, as an advisor, and the structure of your team.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Emily. What a great introduction. I really appreciate that. Yes, so my team and I joined almost 2 years to the day. It was this coming weekend, actually 2 years ago, where the three senior partners, myself, JT, and Sean, joined from JP Morgan Private Bank, where I had been there for almost 20 years and they had been there for over 10 years each. And then we also came over with three other members of the team. My role on the team is really in charge of all things investments, similar to what my career experience has been. And JT and Sean have expertise more on the client management side, where we're bringing together the resources of the firm to our clients. And then I help clients think through their asset allocation, selling concentrated stock, 10b5-1 planning, all of that. UBS was really a great fit for us as we were thinking about where to move for a couple of reasons, which we'll probably go into in more detail. But one is really that it's truly wealth management focused, which was really important to us. And we really didn't know that that was the case before we started doing our research and talking to folks at UBS. As you know, approximately 2/3 of the company's revenue is from the wealth management business. So the resources, the capabilities, and the expertise of the firm is really geared towards clients like ours. So we felt really comfortable that we would be able to find a better firm that could serve our clients and kind of give a better experience than what they were already having previously. And then as we moved to UBS, they really set us up with folks that could really help make it very, very easy to transition our client relationships from one firm to another. And that team stayed with us for a long period of time, making sure that the clients had a really smooth experience. So it's been really great. And we've been able to implement that same infrastructure in the way that we work together. So the three senior partners, and then we have three more junior partners that help support the clients. So we've been able to keep that same structure within UBS.
That's great. I'm really happy to hear that in the first 2 years, which is typically the first 9 months are the hardest, but in the first 2 years, you and your partners have all seemed really happy and it's been rather seamless. I have to ask though, for someone who spent 20 years at JP Morgan Private Bank, that has to be a really hard decision on many levels to decide to even leave the firm. let alone the number of choices based on the caliber of the team that you have and the clients that you have. You probably had many options in front of you. 20 years, a lot goes into that thought process. How did you ultimately decide that UBS was the place for you? And what prompted you to leave JP Morgan?
You know, I think it's a little bit of sometimes just the way life is meant to happen, and working with everything kind of lines up for the right timing. The way that I worked with JT and Sean at JP Morgan was I was their resource on investment. So we happened to work really closely together on many clients, and we happened to be very close friends, which I think was very important to making the decision. It was during COVID and we were having a really strong year actually when we decided to do this. But we, you know, as I think we became more mature in our careers and more working together very closely, we realized that there were a lot of things that were out of our control. You're more like an employee of a bank, and we wanted to be more entrepreneurial. We wanted to have more control over the day-to-day decisions of who we worked with, how we charged fees for our clients, the investment strategies, and the client service, I think, which was really key, that we could deliver to each client. Those are all things that are super important in our business, as we all know, and something that we had no control over at our previous firm. So today, for example, we have Nelson and Tyler and Chris who support our business. And they are our client service team, as well as us, the advisors, and they are excellent. We get feedback all the time from our clients about how great they are. And I think that is one of the reasons. We obviously met with lots and talked to other firms. But again, I just want to go back to the wealth management culture. So I think it was culture. The people at UBS are super nice, super thoughtful. They deliver resources that we didn't have before.
For the type of clients that we work with, there are income tax strategists who help clients understand how income taxes affect them in their planning. Although they still have to run everything by their CPAs, that's something that we didn't have at our previous firm.
So some of the family office solutions and expertise, because of the type of clients that UBS works with, we could bring those to our clients, and it was an uplift in service and advice. So we thought that was really good. And also the investment platform is like broad, and you can really customize portfolios for each client based on their balance sheet and what their goals and needs are. You're not being funneled UBS products to have to implement in client portfolios. You just have more customization and more options. And then you have the CIO team who kind of, you know, you're not leaving that on the table either. I mean, at JP Morgan, they have a CIO team and they have strategies, but UBS has the same, but I would say it's even bigger because it's more global in how they bring everything together and how they talk to each other and the type of research and how they create their own research. And there's so much information on markets and investments. So for me, as I was working and looking at other firms, I thought a lot about that because I didn't want to go somewhere where I didn't have the same infrastructure and research and help on the investment side, since that's my expertise. And it's really, there's so much at UBS. I would say part of like kind of getting up to speed is there's so much, it can be overwhelming, but we finally feel like we have a great handle on how it all works together. And so that's been definitely, I would say, an improvement from where we were previously. I'm not sure if I answered that question completely, but.
No, that's great. I'm always curious though, every recruit that I've spoken to has this inflection point. And it's like a moment in time where they remember this is what is really, because all the firms have good, bad, and ugly, right? We're all very similar in that regard. But there's always this interesting moment for teams and advisors when they hit this inflection point and realize, okay, I'm not leaving the firm that I'm at, but I'm really excited and racing towards something better in the future. Do you remember what that inflection point was for you and your team? And can you describe that for us?
Yeah, I think, and let me know if I'm not hitting on this. I think it was, like I said, everything kind of lined up. We were doing really well. It was a stressful time because we were doing so well, but we felt like we were kind of operating without a ton of increased resources to help. And talking to other firms and then talking to UBS and realizing like we have control over our business, which is scary too, because it's different, right? Like you have to be able to convert your clients and then keep bringing in new business. So that is what we love to do. And so having the control over how many people are on your team, if you decide to increase or decrease fees, what solutions you invest them in. I think it was really meeting all of the people at UBS and understanding we could do everything we were doing before and even better, and we have control over it, was kind of the point at which we decided it's like now or never. I mean, we were, like you said, I'd been there for 20 years. And also, like, personally for me, I just realized that life is super short and you have one life to live, and it's super exciting and scary at the same time to make a big move like that, but it's totally worth it. And I think once I had that, you know, the mindset that life's short, you get one opportunity, this may be it. And this is a great platform. You have to jump. Either jump or you may never get that opportunity again.
It's so well said and very consistent with what we've heard from other teams. The fact that it's very wealth management focused here, and it's wealth management first. The resources and expertise around the ultra high net worth client segment in particular, and the transition services team, and more of the entrepreneurial spirit that UBS allows advisors to take when it comes to their business model.
And also, there had been other teams that we highly respected at our old firm that went over to UBS right before we did. So seeing people that we respect and we worked with and we know the type of business they had move before we did kind of just solidified our, you know, our decision.
Yeah, that's totally, totally normal. And it's good to see that the people that you like, trust, and respect. I mean, so much of this business is relationship-based anyways, right? Whether it's with clients, whether it's with your local manager, whether it's with your colleagues across the office. And so to watch the people that you like, trust, and respect walk away, you want to recreate that somewhere else. And we're happy that that somewhere else was UBS for you.
Yeah. And I would also say the local management team, so Todd, Irene, were amazing. And of course, you could be cynical and say, well, of course they were amazing. They were recruiting you, but they're still amazing, which is great. Like, they're still amazing. If we need help with anything, they're right there. I mean, we don't know where to go in the firm because we've been here 2 years. We haven't been here 5 years. They point us in the right direction. I mean, that's the wealth management focus. So they treat us like their clients, but that hasn't ended. And so we have a really good relationship with them. They're super helpful. They're great. They're thoughtful. And for us, that was really important. And that's part of the culture. So I think, yeah, it's important to be able to go somewhere that you can do your business, but it's also important to go somewhere that has a really good culture. And UBS has a great culture.
That's great. And Todd's actually my boss, so I'll be sure to relay the compliment to him. You're right. He absolutely sets that culture in the office. And you can certainly feel that permeate across multiple markets and anybody that's kind of within his sphere of influence. Yeah. You kind of touched on some of the key differences that you've noticed already between UBS and JP Morgan Private Bank. So rather than dig into that further, I'd rather transition to what the actual transition of the book was like. So many of the advisors that I talked to, or even ones that I've brought in the last 12 months, the actual transition and the fear around, oh my gosh, I have to bring in all my clients and continue to grow the business. Having the transition team is obviously a huge benefit that UBS provides to the teams that we bring in, where we contract out with an external group of people to be dedicated support for you and the transfer of your book from your firm to ours. But tell us a little bit about the actual transition itself. What was that like for the first 6 months to a year?
I mean, it's intense. It's super intense. And anyone that goes through it will know exactly what I mean. But it was really smooth. It's really quick. You can open up accounts here within like a day or two, which was not possible at our other firm. Like, everything was pretty easy. And then because of that team that surrounds you, and they make it really easy. So I would say it was really seamless. It's more intense, like having conversations, and sometimes things don't always kind of go the way you expect, but sometimes it's for the better and there's some surprises in there. But I would say it was really, for such an intense process, they make it really easy and they become part of your team. In fact, when one of our transition specialists is in town, he like comes and sees us, and it's great. And they're helping other teams. So I can't really say anything except for it went really well, and they make it very, very easy. I can't imagine if you didn't have that team. I think it'd be really hard.
Yep. No, it absolutely would be. we're experiencing it down here in San Jose. This is the second time I've had a couple of team members from that transition team down here. And to your point, it's fun to watch them see the advisors that they've worked with previously to bring over and to come back and celebrate a lot of the wins that the team has had in the last, you know, several months since they previously saw them. And it certainly, I don't know about you, but it certainly to me feels like it adds very positively to the culture because they become an extended family to the office.
Yeah, I totally agree. And they're great because they've been doing it for so long. They have advice, like I would recommend this and I'd recommend that. And this will make it the easiest for the client. And this is the easiest way to do it. And so they're really, really helpful. And yeah, they're really easy to work with. Obviously, they're great.
Yeah, good. So Angela, this is one of my favorite questions that I ask every advisor that comes to UBS because I'm always so curious. But now that you've been here at UBS in your case for 2 years this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, what have been some of the most pleasant surprises that you never expected when you joined?
So one is culture. For me, I'm always skeptical about how it's really going to be once you are somewhere. Obviously, we got glimpses of the culture before we came over, and it was positive. It was one of the reasons why we wanted to move, is having exposure to Todd and other folks at UBS. But the culture has been fantastic, and I'm not sure if it's just the San Francisco office. I think it's more than that, because everyone is really friendly. And even though we're all operating our own businesses, I just didn't know what to expect with other financial advisors, but they're helpful to us. We're helpful to them. We've become friendly and friends with them, with some of the teams. I would say that surprised me and has been great. And then also the culture more broadly, when senior management comes into town, they meet with all of us. We have access to them and we have access to them and solutions individuals for all of our clients in the investment bank as well. So it's not, I really want to get someone on the phone to talk about their stock or to see how we can, what kind of research we have on X, Y, and Z. And okay, let me see if I can get you on someone's calendar, and it takes 2 weeks or a month. It's really quick and they want to be helpful to you. They treat you like a client. So that was one of the reasons why we came here, is because of wealth management and the focus of the firm. However, to really feel it, it feels really good. And it's just been a really great experience.
That's so good to hear. And it's definitely something that's, as somebody who is a local manager down here in Silicon Valley, I would say that is not only consistent with how others have said they feel, where the culture is very fluid and very collaborative, where advisors are working together with each other and helping each other. And I would say, I mean, I even feel that at the manager level. I feel that across our entire management team. I've got a few colleagues across the market where we have teams that span multiple offices or that are bi-coastal teams. And so even as a manager, from that standpoint, we work together very closely and very collaboratively because our teams span multiple offices. And so it's good to know and to hear that you feel that too at the advisor level.
Absolutely. I mean, people are just really nice. It's actually very refreshing and nice and surprising.
That's great. Well, before we close out, I'll ask you one last question. What is, to any advisor that is considering leaving their current firm and looking to join a new firm, that could be UBS or elsewhere, but what is one piece of advice that you would give to an advisor considering leaving their firm and potentially looking at UBS as one of their options?
This is a great question.
I try to ask good ones.
I think you want to understand, obviously, your business and how your business would be able to transition to this firm, meaning what are the solutions that firm has that can support your business? And culture is important. Who are your managers and the support they're going to give you? And do you feel like you'll have it, not just to come over, but you're going to have that after you transition your book over? Because I think that's really important. You want someone who's going to champion for you and help you. Because when you move to a new firm, you have to learn everything again. And you need folks that will really support you in figuring out what's best for your clients, but kind of understand your business, how it would fit at that firm. Do they have the right solutions? Do they have the right infrastructure? And do they have the right people to support you? Maybe I sound biased, but UBS definitely has all of those things. And that was one of the reasons we moved. And it's one of the reasons we're very, very happy that we moved. They deliver all of those, and it's been a really great place to work.
That's great to hear. There's always a risk when you move that is it as good as it seems when you're in the dating phase? And so now that you're married to UBS, it's good that you are feeling that through and through.
Yes. And I just have to say the one thing that comes into my thoughts all the time is, why did it take me so long? So there you go. To move.
Heard right here on yes. our podcast. Why did it take you so long to move?
Yes. Yes.
So hopefully everybody takes your advice and they do it a lot sooner.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Angela, so much for joining. It has been such a pleasure catching up with you today over the podcast. I can't wait to see you at our next Female Entrepreneur event. And to everybody who's listening, I hope you took away some great nuggets from this conversation with Angela. She's truly an amazing advisor. And in the short time of getting to know her as a single mom with two kids and an incredible business, she's certainly an inspiration to a lot of the women in our San Francisco office. So Angela, thank you so much. Good to see you and be with you. And look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners for joining us in this open conversation. I hope you found it helpful as you continue to explore the possibilities here at UBS. To hear more stories from advisors who have recently joined UBS, you can visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub at www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. I also would encourage you to have a live consultation with advisors who have recently joined us from your current firm to answer additional questions you may have. To schedule a confidential consultation, visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub again. That address is www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. Have a great week, and until next time, your host, Emily.
The material presented in this podcast has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. It is intended to be educational in nature. It is not an advertisement, nor is it a solicitation or any offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy, nor should it be viewed as such by the listener. UBS AG or its affiliates and its employees are not affiliated with any third-party speakers mentioned. None of UBS or its representatives is suggesting that the recipient or any other person take a specific course of action or any action at all in response to this podcast. By accessing and listening to this podcast, the listener acknowledges and agrees with the intended purpose described here and disclaims any expectation or belief that the information constitutes investment advice or a solicitation of any kind. Any financial instruments or services described in this podcast may not be eligible for sale in all jurisdictions or to certain categories of investors. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct. They differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy. Copyright UBS 2023, all rights reserved. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member of FINRA and SIPC.